I think we played very well as a hockey team. We dominated for so long in the game in Nottingham. We were the better team, I feel like. I mean, we weren't getting the bounces. We started off the game, we were up 1-0, and then, you know, just a couple bad bounces, and then take the lead. We battled back, and another bad bounce, and we're behind again, and it just kind of, it deflates you. And then same with Brayhead, we clawed our way back in, we took the lead. Another bad bounce off shin pads into a post, back door, tap in goal, and we work so hard for all our goals, and then to see something like that happen, it just kind of crushes you. But I think it was good for us. We cleaned up areas that we needed to, and I think it's looking very positive coming into this next weekend against Cardiff.
Particularly the Brayhead game, you sort of kept coming back, didn't you? And then it seemed as if, right, that's it now. This is going to be a decent point for Brayhead, but Sheffield is going to go on and win it in the shootout or whatever. It just didn't seem to happen. You're just not getting those breaks at the moment.
Yeah, I've never really seen anything like it. The bounces just aren't going our way right now. We're working so hard to get our chances and our goals. I think we got to bear down and score a couple more of our chances. I mean, you never want to take a game to a shootout because it can be anybody's game at that point. And unfortunately, we gave a point away. I think a lot of new guys on the team were learning. We realize how important every game is. It's not like back in the U.S. where all you got to do is make playoffs and anything can happen from there. It's we got to win every night, and we've realized that, and that's our goal from here on out.
How do you channel that frustration into sort of getting the results now? Because it can kind of go two ways. You can kind of use that to your advantage, I suppose, or you can sort of let it get to you a little bit and say, you know, when is it going to go our way? Feel a bit sorry for yourself. So how do you sort of make sure that you avoid that?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. We just can't feel sorry for ourselves. We understand that bad breaks happen, and we just got to stick together as a team, which we are. We're a very close group of guys right now. We got great leadership. We got great coaches. We got great ownership. And that all just helps build into it. So I know instead of focusing on the bad things right now, we have to take the bad breaks, learn from them, and just fix them, correct them, tweak them, whatever it is, and move forward. And we can't dwell on it or anything like that. It's happened, and now we just got to move forward.
There's been a lot of talk about the system that Doug's trying to install and that it is going to take some time sort of for everything to just click. Is it a matter of just being patient with that?
It is. And it's, people probably don't want to hear that because everybody wants to win and we want to win. We can be frustrated at times, but we see the big picture. We know what's going to happen. Doug has brought in great systems. He's keeping everybody tight. Everybody's buying in right now, and you hate to use the word patient right now, but it really is. In the next, I really feel this weekend we did so many good things this last weekend. I think it's going to carry on, and I really think we're going to fly from here on out.
What do you think is going to be the most important thing sort of to get it click, apart from the fact that it's time? Because you look at a Doug Christensen team, it's always going to be tight. They're going to keep things tight defensively. It's going to be very physical. You know, is it sort of getting an increasing that sort of physical edge over the next few games, which is really going to help it sort of click a little bit quicker?
Yeah, you know, we got to play tougher in our own zone, clean up in front of our net. They got to earn those goals. They got to be laying on their backs when they score a goal. Myself included, intimidate a bit. We got to play tougher. It opens the ice up for guys like Jeff Leggy, Robert Dowd, the littler guys that need that open ice. And I think if we do that, teams aren't going to want to come to our net quite as easy. They're going to have to earn their goals, and it's going to, like I said, open up ice for the rest of us, and it's going to make things a lot easier.
What do you make of the standard of the league so far based on your early experiences in this country?
It's very good hockey. And like I said, we really didn't understand how huge it is if you lose a game. Like I said, back for the past 15, 20 years, I've never dealt with that. So we're starting to understand it now. And it's good that we're doing it now instead of too late. So it's very important, and we want to win a championship this year. A lot of guys, they don't know how many years they have left. So they'd like to, if this is last year or 2 years left, they want to do it now. So I think we have the group of guys and the coaching staff to accomplish that goal.
Does it put more pressure on you? Do the fans sort of react to defeats in a worse way maybe than they do in North America, where, you know, there's always next game. There's always next game. You can get on a bit of a run, you know, that could be forthcoming. Then you get into the playoffs with some heat, you know. In this country, if you lose one or two games, it can be seen as, you know, where are we going here? This is disappointing. This is going to cost us in the long term.
Yeah, it is. It's very different. But, I mean, at the same time, fans here are very passionate, and you can see it. And when we lose, we feel like we've let them down just as much as we've let ourselves down. And it's not a good feeling, especially against Brayhead there and against Nottingham. It's an awful feeling. And none of the guys in the dressing room want that feeling anymore. We've had it for a little bit now, and it's a brutal feeling. And we want to get the fans excited again. We're going to do great things. So we want to get everybody on board, including the fans.
Nottingham are pretty much the benchmark team, you know, for what they achieved last year. Are we going to sort of see the development of this Steelers team as the sort of the games go along against Nottingham, whereby, all right, you've had a few bad breaks, you've also had some difficult defeats against them already this year. But as the sort of the meetings between the two progress, are we going to sort of see that gap narrow, do you think?
Yeah, I think we saw it narrow last game. Obviously, the score tells a different story, but we battled for 50 minutes. They got that second goal or that fifth goal to just kind of, it defeated our spirits almost. And it's almost like we kind of were like, oh no, not again. But we knew we were a very good hockey team, and we were so much better hockey team from the first time we played them. So next time, I mean, I think it's going to be very, very tight. I'm assuming that we're going to take off and we're going to start beating Nottingham.
The big news this week was Maxim is going to be out for 3 months now. So, you know, how big a blow is that for the team? I mean, you know, you've got a feel for a guy in that situation who started so well, and then to pick up an injury like this is just going to keep him out for such a long time.
Yeah, that's a huge blow to the hockey team. Max is a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's had a great start. It's very hard to lose a guy like that right now, because he's definitely come up with some big goals and some big points, and he's a huge part with power play time and penalty killing. You know, at the same time, guys got to look at, it's their opportunity to step up. You know, guys maybe that don't get that power play time or the penalty killing time, it's their time to earn it and get their points now and step up, maybe step outside their comfort zone. So it's a big challenge for everybody. It's a good challenge, and I think we got the right group of guys that are willing to take that challenge.
Some of the fans have expressed a little bit of concern about Frank Doyle. Is he lacking confidence at the moment? You know, the number of goals that he's conceding, and do you have to rally around him a little bit at a time like this?
I don't think so. Frank's been there when we needed him. A lot of those goals have not been his fault. It's been maybe a little let down in the defensive zone, and there's nothing he could really do about it. We're going to do all we can to make it easier on Frank. He's the huge part of our team. We need a strong goaltender, and he is very strong. I hope he never lacks confidence, because none of those goals he could really do much about. And we've went over video and we've seen the mistakes, and we hold the guys accountable, and whether it's Frank, whether it's us, it's a team thing.
Just to finish with this doubleheader against Cardiff, I'm not sure how much you know about them, you know, sort of being new to the league, but what kind of a test do you expect? I mean, how keen are you to sort of rebound after last weekend as well?
Everybody's very excited. We've had a little time to rest and get over some bumps and bruises. I've heard some scary things about Cardiff's rink being very small and a little compact, so it's going to be very interesting. I mean, back to North America, it's smaller there, but they're saying it's even smaller than that. So it's going to be interesting, but we're ready for the challenge. This week of practice, we've practiced on in tight play, and a few of the guys that have played there over the years know about it, and they've let us know what they think. And so I think we're ready. We're just ready to get back out there and start winning and get this straighten the ship out.
I just wonder how different is it for you when you come over here and you've sort of got the Olympic size rings, and then it's sort of very different to North America. And yeah, all right, Cardiff's going to be pretty small, but how does it sort of, you know, does it take some adjustment on your behalf?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just seeing all the room I had out there from before, it was, you'd get the puck and instantly a guy being trying to run you through the boards, and now you have room to skate with it. And I mean, it's better for me because I have more time, because my hands aren't quite as good as a guy like Jeff Leggy or Robert Dowd, so I can feel like a bit of a playmaker at times. But it definitely opens the game up more, and I think it makes it more exciting because there's more chances happening.